Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis, and it is earlier than normal. It is quite early. I woke up worrying this morning, ironically, about something that has been really heavy on my heart and on my mind, and feels just like a big weight in my life. And I woke up early, and I feel like God said, Travis, here's what I want you to do in the midst of this particular worry. And my response was, do what? You're kidding me. That's the last thing I want to do. I'll do anything but that. That's the antithesis of what I want to do. That sounds terrible. And as I thought about what God said a bit more over the last hour and a half or so, I realized, wow, that's actually the kind of person I want to be. That's how I want to live. That's how I want to trust. That's how I want to be. That's the man, the Christian, the husband, the, you know, the father. That's who I want to be. And God is leading me in the midst of my worry into being exactly who I truly want to be. But I have to admit, my response initially was, do what? No. And so that's the title of the podcast this morning. Do what? And I think the experience that I had this morning is the experience that God wants all of us to have as we begin a conversation with Jesus, look into this story, and just continue that conversation with Jesus throughout the day. And so the title is Do What? And the question is simply this: what are you worrying most about? And that probably will be a pretty simple question to answer. Just bring the answer into your heart and into your mind in the presence of Jesus. What are you worrying most about? About right now, today, this morning, in this season, what are you worrying most about? And maybe a follow-up question as well would be, what are you doing about it, or what are you not doing? What's the action step? What's the plan? What do you find yourself doing in the midst of that big, weighty worry in the midst of this wilderness season? So let's think about that for a minute. What is heaviest on you? And as we talk briefly this morning, I just want us to be prepared and ready for God to speak about what we're called to do. And our response, I'm just going to say it, is going to be, do what? That's the last thing I want to do in the midst of this heaviness and this worry and this anxiety. So we're in 1 Kings chapter 17, which is one of the verses or stories I briefly referenced on Sunday, but let's take it a bit wider and a bit deeper. So 1 Kings chapter 17, the story begins in verse 7, and it's the story of a widow in Greek territory, a town called Zarephath, and the famine has just ravaged the land. And she has a son. She's probably she is a single mother, and money is so tight, the famine is so bad. She is actually, when Elijah finds her, she's gathering a few sticks to make a fire because she only has a handful of flour and a little jar of oil. She's going to make one more meal for her and her son, and then she knows they're going to die of starvation because the famine is so bad. And we pick up the story in chapter 17, verse 13. Elijah, the prophet, says to her, "Don't be afraid. Don't worry. Go home and do as you have said, but first make a small loaf of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me, and then make something for yourself and for your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says: the jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day that the Lord sends rain on the land." And we're going to stop the story right there, but Elijah has the word of the Lord correct. The woman does bring Elijah a cake that she baked for him, even though she had nothing. And the word of the Lord came true. The jar of oil did not run dry, nor did the flower, until the day when the Lord sent rain upon the earth. What a story. Now, if we put ourselves in the shoes of this single mother, this widow, she is worrying about provision for her son. Of course, for her, but a mother's heart is always worrying about her kids first. And when the prophet Elijah came to her and said, I want you first to make a cake for me, her response had to have been exactly what mine was this morning. Do what? Are you kidding? That's the antithesis of what I need to do. I can't give you a cake. I don't even have enough for my son. Do what? And what I'd like to ask us right now is, again, what is our worry that is just so heavy on us right now? Let's just go there. What is our worry? And in the midst of our worry, what are we doing? Are we running? Are we hoarding? Are we fighting? Are we choosing addiction to numb ourselves from feeling it? Are we just busying ourselves? Are we blaming others? I mean, what are we doing in the midst of our worry? And then in the text, in this story, Elijah comes up to this woman in the midst of just this heaviness, and he says, but first, I want you to bring me a cake. And her response again was, do what? And so let's allow the Spirit of God to speak. We're in the midst of a wilderness, and we're going to be faced with worry, and we tend, in the midst of whatever we're worrying most about, to run, to hoard, to busy ourselves, to blame, to get addicted, whatever, which is not the kind of person you want to be. It's not the kind of person I want to be. It's not how we want to live. It's not the kind of person that God has created us to be, and we know it. So let's just open up our heart, our mind, and our ears to be able to hear what God says, but first do this. I know you're scared. I know you're worried, but first do this. Choose this. Live this way. And I guarantee our response will be, do what? And it will be the opposite of what we want to do, the opposite of what feels natural, the opposite of what our worry or our fear or our insecurity or our anxiety is pressing us to do. So what is God saying in the midst of the worry? What is God saying? First, do this. Live this way. Be this kind of person. And this morning, we're going to stay with that question as Jesus faithfully provides an answer. And one of the things we see in this story is that the word of the Lord came true as the woman did what first astonished her that the prophet would even ask. As she did it, as she pressed into it, as she stepped, God indeed was faithful. And the jar of oil never ran dry, nor did the flour until God sent rain on the earth. And before we have a time just pressing into that question, I want to say this. Sometimes we have to just step into the unknown. Sometimes we have to do, in the midst of worry and fear and anxiety, what feels unnatural. Sometimes we have to step, and if we don't step, we don't get to know that God is the one that is faithful, that God is the one that does it. If we don't jump by doing the unthinkable in the midst of the worry and the anxiety and the fear, if we don't jump, we don't get to discover that God catches us, that the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah the prophet, the word of the Lord comes true. If we don't jump, we can't be caught. And so in the midst of our worry this morning, let's press into that question. God, what are you saying to do in the midst of this worry? But first, do this. And let's meditate. Let's listen. Maybe read the passage again. And just let's stay with that question until God graciously provides an answer. And one of the ways we know that God is giving us an answer is when something erupts in our heart that goes something like this: do what? But as we go at it, we'll discover, wow, doing that is exactly the kind of person I want to be. It's how I want to live. So let's go with that question and see how God is faithful to answer this morning. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.